The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Christmas time, everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news, even Scrooge. Everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Mistletoe is now the latest craze, and no one wants to add their age.
There it is, Piscopo in the Morning, and Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Darn it, you know? And remember Gumby, Merry Christmas? He didn't say darn it, though. Remember Gumby on the Saturday Night Live? We got it. But there is, by the way, a Christmas song, and a good morning to you. And by the way, it's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's November 29, 2018. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to join us. New York Times bestselling author, conservative columnist. He's been subpoenaed by the Mueller Special Counsel investigation. And now I will read to you for a second from Fox News just this morning. It says right here in front of me, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's hardball tactics with investigation targets. Donald Trump supporters and witnesses are fueling concerns about Mueller's probe at this critical time. Meanwhile, conservative author Jerome Corsi, this is from Fox News, has instructed his lawyers to file a complaint against Mueller's special counsel and the Justice Department. I love that. Dr. Jerome Corsi is on live momentarily with Piscopo in the Morning, okay? So he'll be here. And Dr. Corsi did a great interview with Tucker Carlson earlier in the week, and Dr. Corsi will be with us live here. So back to Christmas music. It's like, I love the Christmas music. Now, if you go to Saturday Night Live, I did a song, I remember, as Frank Sinatra. It was Gumby's Christmas Special. Eddie Murphy played Gumby, the character Gumby, which was taken after a manager, one of the original managers of Eddie. And that, what you think was a funny voice that Eddie made up, that was a spot-on impression of one of his managers that stayed with him for a little while up front and in his career. And it was Gumby. And then I went up and I did a song. I did Silent Night as Frank Sinatra would sing it. And we swung it, and I don't. We'll have to dig it up because it was politically incorrect, but it was fun, and it was. And I remember distinctly doing that special. So we're trying to pick different Christmas music because Al will play all Robert Goulet all the time. And since we said that, Frankie, you will see Al has diversified a little bit in his Christmas music up till now. We appreciate that because it's so much. Now come Monday, we got to play Adam Sandler and the Hanukkah song. We'll play that several times. We want to play that as we celebrate the first night of Hanukkah. But with Christmas music, you want to diversify. Maybe you could dig up, I guess on YouTube it may be, Al, or NBC.com.
I've been looking. I haven't been able to find it.
I'll have to find it. I didn't catalog any of my stuff, which I probably should have done. Hey, Frankie Five
Kelly
Burrows.
Kelly Clarkson, Justin Bieber, The Temptations doing Silent Night.
Wow. No. The best one, Sarah McFarlane. Is that her name?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sarah McLachlan, you mean.
Is it McLachlan or
Sarah McLachlan?
Seth. Yeah, no. It was not Sarah McLachlan because I thought it was. Yeah, maybe Sarah McLachlan. It was a girl named Sarah that sang this song. The best version ever. Best version.
What was? Really remembering it.
Stop with the grunt guy. So what do you think, sir? It's great to have you here. Thank you for everything. Yes, sir. What can you do? We still don't know.
Thank you for your service. All right. Very good.
Maybe he had intestinal problems.
No, there was a woman who apparently had intestinal problems in Florida.
Oh, here we go. I'm glad I brought this up.
At a Dollar Tree, she apparently passed gas, and the person behind it was not happy about it. And so what did she do? Do you think she said, listen, I'm really sorry? No. She pulled a knife out on the guy and said she was going to gut him.
No.
So, yeah, in Florida. So, apparently in
Where
Florida.
Where was it, in a store or something?
In a Dollar Tree store. So, apparently in Florida, farts are not funny.
Now, will you stop, Al? I try to keep the high end, upper.
It's a legitimate story. High road.
No, but you have to take it to the street.
No, gee, but it's a legitimate story.
You are too much. You are too much.
She was arrested.
All right. Let me just switch gears, please. Right?
Sure.
Frankie, please.
Oh, please.
Nancy Pelosi, she took the first. Al, you're the worst. I swear to goodness gracious. We've created a monster.
Nancy Pelosi grunts like that when
she took the first step to becoming speaker. Yesterday she won like the first round, I guess it is, Frank, right? And then she's got to be approved in January sometime. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, so here what happens is the each party selects their nominee for speaker. And what there was a whole bunch of Democrats, both those on the left, like, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and those on the right, like Max Rose and Jeff Van Drew, that ran for office saying, you know, we're not going to vote for this woman. We need a change. Now, again, the kind of change that Jeff Van Drew and Max Rose would be looking for, very different from the kind of change that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be looking for. But they couldn't find anybody to challenge her. So there were a whole bunch of Democrats, I think about 30 in all, that didn't want to vote for her, but they had no one else to vote for. So what Nancy Pelosi did, and she's very crafty and very, very shrewd here, is she knew that there was no one to oppose her, but she knew that her members had to keep their campaign promise. So they created an option where people could vote no against her, even if there wasn't another candidate. So 32 people in all voted no on her yesterday. So she won. She became the Democratic nominee for speaker. So now they're going to go to the floor and she's going to run presumably against the Republican nominee for speaker. Now, the question becomes, what do these 32 people do? Because if they all vote no on her, then she could lose. Then a Republican could win. No, it's not going to happen.
Oh, so, that's funny. Yeah, the Republican McCarthy could win. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Right. So now I think you're already seeing the more progressive wing, just about all these people saying, look, we're not going to elect a Republican. So I think what you're going to see is a lot of these people end up voting present. If they can find a way to not have their votes count as a no vote when the whole Congress votes, that's the other thing. I mean, there is a slim, and I don't think it's going to happen, but there's a slim chance that the Republicans could find another moderate Democrat that they would all vote for. But Donald Trump has already said he's committed to getting Nancy Pelosi elected speaker. So I think it's much more likely that Trump's able to find a dozen or so Republicans that are willing to vote for Nancy Pelosi to remain as speaker. But we'll see what happens. But clearly some very clever political gamesmanship on the part of Pelosi.
I told you I met her at a National Italian American Foundation event, and we took pictures, and Leon Panetta was there. They couldn't have been nice. Leon's actually a nice guy, and I knew him. We joked about him. We got to talk a little politics, but she was just so nice. I'm saying, this is Nancy Pelosi. This is Nancy Pelosi. They say, and what we're seeing now, Frank, is how, I don't agree with her politically, clearly, but she's very savvy politically. And I had no idea that she's 78 years old, yes?
I think she's 74.
Sorry.
Oof. Yeah. But nice, you know, thing. The rebels.
But she looks. See, but She looks 78. Yeah, okay, sorry. Sorry.
But the but clearly, you know, I mean, that's, you know, it's not, she's no spring chicken, you know. No, you're right. Excuse me. She is 78. You're exactly right. Yeah. There you go. I should have known better. But so
she looks good for 78. Absolutely. A little plastic surgery. That's okay.
The Rebels in her own conference, led by Democratic Congresswoman Kathleen Rice from Nassau County, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, who's widely been talked about as a presidential candidate himself, and Tim Ryan of Ohio, who, if the Democrats were serious about winning national elections, that's who they'd back for either speaker or president. They want her to go, or at the very least, commit to passing the gavel by a certain date, by saying, okay, this is my last term as speaker. If I'm elected, I'm definitely going to be out by 2022. Now, Pelosi is so brazen and has such a lock on her conference, she doesn't feel like she needs to do that. So she's not even considering making such a concession
like that. Wow. Yeah, this is huge. Quarter after 9 o'clock with Piscopo in the morning. This was an interesting story, too. And just to remind you, Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi, will join us momentarily, that Americans are not living as long, and health experts blame it on increases in suicides and drug overdoses. This is wild. And I'm reading online, my pal, Dr. Nina Radcliffe, says the same thing. Suicide, a 50-year peak, pushes down U.S. life expectancy. That's scary, man. Deaths from drug overdoses hit a new high last year. We talked to Keith Ablow, Dr. Keith, in the 6 o'clock hour. You could podcast that when we bring the podcast on, like around 11 o'clock this morning. That was a great a chat with Keith about this scary subject. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports show the average lifespan for someone born in the United States last year is 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years. So it's just a little decline. Women continue to live longer than men on average. Life expectancy is 81.1 years in women, 76 years for men. But scary that that drug overdoses and suicide, Frankie Five Boroughs, is taking over. But I guess, like Dr. Ablow said, it could be the depression epidemic.
This is a genuine crisis, Joe. Last year, the numbers that came out yesterday, in this country alone, 70,237 people died from drug overdoses in 1 year. Now, that's more people than we lost during the entire Vietnam War. Gone in 1 year. Now, just so you have an idea of how staggering that is, right? At the height of the AIDS epidemic, we never lost that many people. We never lost that many people due to car crashes in 1 year. We never lost that many people due to gun deaths in 1 year. So this is a huge problem, and it's only getting worse. Now, you couple that with the suicide crisis that you just mentioned. This is amazing to think that with all the advances in healthcare and technology, that we are actually diminishing our own life expectancy because of drug overdoses and suicides. It's frightening. And this is the kind of thing that I wish policymakers, healthcare professionals, those of us in the media would spend, and I commend you for talking about it, but would spend more time talking about instead of this idiotic Russia probe or, what polls say about who's approved, who's disapproved. This is a real public health crisis that we need to get a handle on.
You know, it's so true. And look what they're going. They are. They're going to beef up this Mueller probe. They can't get enough of that. And the Democrat, we're going to take down Donald Trump. And when you see these Congress people who are just elected in the House on the Democratic side, that's all they care about is taking down the president. They should address the opioid problem, suicide problem, and they should address the issues that affect us every single day and stop with the political witch hunts. I mean, that's the least that they could do. But cutting down to Washington, the CIA says the White House did not block the agency's director from briefing senators on the murder of journalist Khashoggi. Senators said they were upset because, correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, that Mad Dog Mattis and Secretary of State Pompeo, did they brief some senators? And Gina Haspel, head of the CIA, was not there, Frankie?
That's correct. That's right.
And why was she not there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, everybody thought that the White House stopped her from going, but according to what they're saying, according to the CIA, it has nothing to do with the scotch.
Another drink of scotch.
But according to what a CIA spokesperson said, that is not true. The White House didn't block Gina Haspel from briefing these senators. So I don't know why she wasn't there. But they're pushing back on the notion that she was stopped by going there from the White House.
But they did say, and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis did say, there is no smoking gun that indicates the Saudi crown prince was involved in the Khashoggi murder.
Is there a smoking hacksaw? I mean...
smoking buzzer. Oh, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. That was so brutal. Brutal.
And are you coming into the country? Yeah, what's your specialty? Autopsies. Oh. No, really? Somebody dead? No, not yet.
That's what was so interesting about Haspel's absence yesterday, because the CIA has concluded that the Crown Prince did order Khashoggi's death. So in comes Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, in comes the Secretary of Defense General Mattis, Mattis won't say what the CIA has already concluded is true. So it's very, very interesting to see how this whole thing will play out.
Well, Mad Dog Mattis says he has read the intelligence reports and transcripts himself, and the Trump administration's position has not changed since sanctioning 17 Saudi individuals. All right, very interesting, government information there. Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he may be going after Mueller himself, after he has been subpoenaed by the Mueller Subpoena Council investigation. Dr. Corsi live on the radio with Joe and Frank and Al. And here's Debbie looking out for you on the roads 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe. I hope you're doing well. Let's see what's happening. Go ahead, Joe.
No, it's good. I'm going to do...
What are you doing today?
The reconciliation for the 7-year-old.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For little Charlie, yes.
Is it corny that I'm going down there?
It's wonderful. You are an amazing father, and that is so wonderful. And every father should be doing something like that with their child. That's a special day. That's one of the seven sacraments.
You know. So anyway, thank you. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I'm going to do that. Thanks. And then we got more birthdays, and then I'm working. Tomorrow night I'm working. You know what time my show is tomorrow night?
I
know
we got to go.
No, it's at the Liberty, the golf course, that Liberty Beautiful.
Oh,
it's a club.
Jersey
it's gorgeous.
City?
Overlooking the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
the show is at, you ready for this? Al and Frank, too. 10:15 at night. Boom!
Oh, no. Oh, ouch. I'll be sleeping.
Two naps. I'll need two naps.
maybe three.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go to bed, but it's nice to see you. Yeah.
I'll let me have a nap in between sets. I'll be right back.
Yeah. 9:21. Deb's on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, let's go to the PATH trains. It looks like they're trying to get service back operating normally again. A lot of residual delays because of earlier problems. We're still seeing some delays on the Uptown B and D trains. A trains are back on or close. 7 trains, delays continue on the 7. Inbound GWB still 45. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 30. Holland about 25 to 30. It's still stop and go on 3 westbound, getting out toward the Meadowlands. An accident right by Meadowlands Parkway. And do expect some delays as you take it over to the West Side Highway south in the 90s with an accident being cleared. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. They're cleaning up an accident there as well. Sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. The T.J. Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains why the left protests.
I'll tell you what they're protesting. They are protesting the lack of cause and meaning in their life. They don't know this, but I do. Left-wing protests in America are overwhelmingly a result of an emptiness in the soul.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com. smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart. Thank you, Joe Piscopo. 924. Joe on the radio with Frank and Al, and Dr. Corsi is standing by. Parry & Sons. I love telling you about Parry & Sons because you're going to get great diamonds there. You can't figure out what a good diamond is. I can't. But you got to go to Glenn Parry and to the beautiful Parry & family, Katie, Debbie, and Maria with Glenn. They'll walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond. And look, the holidays are here. It's time. You've got to go like I did to Parry & Sons. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You will see magnificent jewelry, great watches, great diamonds, and you know what? Really intricate, beautiful stones. And that's what really took me back. I said, wow, look at all this beautiful jewelry at Parry & Sons. Now, if you want to buy a diamond, Parry & Sons will walk you through the four C's like nobody else, but they also offer a famous diamond buyback guarantee. And you can bring your old jewelry up there like I did. I bought my old self with my old jewelry up to Parry & Sons. And Glenn fixed up my watches like I didn't ever think they would look so good. It's like I have brand new jewelry. I bought my old jewelry to Parry & Sons, and they serviced it meticulously. But check out the diamonds there. Check out the stones. Check out the watches at Parry & Sons, would you? Parry & Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or very simply, start here. ParryandDiamonds.com.
Eric Metaxas. A show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Johnny Cage.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
One of the greatest voices of our time, but really, truly, great American, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, the one, the only. Let me grab a couple phone calls if we can right now. It's 927. Big Julie, I love just saying there's Big Julie on the phone. Big Julie, always great hearing from you, man. How you doing this morning, brother?
Hey, listen, I'm okay. Hey, Joe, on this suicide thing, let me tell you something personal about myself here. I lost two brothers to suicides.
Wow.
One came back from Vietnam, and then I had another one that was physically sick. And they killed themselves. And what had happened in this world, these doctors, what they do is that when somebody is feeling depressed, instead of trying to find out the physical aspects of what's wrong with them, they hand out antidepressants. They hand them out like candy. There's young people in this neighborhood here who are walking around constantly telling me they're depressed, taking Zoloft, taking all this other stuff. And what they need to do is stop telling people, if you have a tragedy in your life, not to look at it like you need to be sad because of the situation. They tell you that you need to be sick.
Yeah.
And they got to stop it.
You know,
deal
Big
with
Julie.
The situation like the people did. Go ahead.
No, I understand it. And listen, my heart goes out to you, brother. Losing two brothers. Thanks, Julie, for checking in. We always appreciate it, and very, very much, Julie. Thank you. But you know, Julie's right though. They give everybody these psychotropic drugs, and then I got to take it a step further. And you got to help me out here with a phone call 877-970-2999. Is maybe that's why there's all those mass shootings and all the violence. It is. You see these people on these drugs, and they try to just mask the pain with these drugs when they, as opposed to getting to the heart of the matter. Thanks, Julie. It's an important phone call. It's an important subject. It's just a sad subject because it's so true. Hey, let me go to Dr. Anthony in Long Island City. Good morning, Dr. Anthony. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joseph. I am so depressed in the sense of looking at the wasteful spending at the Department of Education. Joseph, $25 million of your tax dollars and mine squandered against the rules of the Department of Ed. They arrange for trips at these luxurious...
Yeah, you see that? Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, you see that? Did you see that? What were they doing, Anthony? What were they doing? Going to high-end... This was in New York State, correct?
New York City, Joseph. Yeah, they used the Marriott in Tarrytown. They used the Marriott by the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, I've been a principal for 33 years. Yeah. I never would do that. You fill out a permit and you use a public school. We were a middle school, so I would go to a larger campus, a high school, public high school, and you use their campus.
Yeah, amazing. Dr. Anthony, thanks for calling, man. It's so true. Frankie, we didn't touch on that, but I saw that story that it was $70 million. Is that what the number was,
Frank? This was absolutely insane and obscene. And you know what? I give a lot of credit to the city controller, Scott Stringer, for calling the mayor and the Department of Education out on this, because this is incredibly wasteful. Everything that Anthony said there is absolutely correct. And to think that school officials blew $20 million on travel expenses and sprung for these lavish hotels and these upstate retreats, all for stuff that could have been done for essentially zero cost and held, as Anthony said there, on school sites. It's amazing. It's amazing. It goes to show you how much people love to party when they're spending someone else's money.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, especially when you sign on as a teacher. I mean, you want to just serve the kids, and then they just abuse it like that. And it's our tax dollar. 9:30 with Joe on the radio. That's what so incenses me, is that the taxes get misspent, like our buddy Vinny was talking about before. I always say you got to create jobs. You got to bring in the revenue by creating jobs. And what people do, they in the progressive socialist America that we are, you know, there's a big contingency that wants us that way. It's they ride the whole budget on taxes. So you can't. And Dr. Anthony, thank you for calling. You can't track it. You can't track it. It's a good thing that that Stringer, brought that forth, Frankie Fibers.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, when we talk about socialism, it's not just the conventional ways that we think of socialism, like public education and public health care and things like that, that we have to be careful of. I think it's corporate socialism. Like when we give billion-dollar giveaways to big corporations, or when we say to banks that are too big to fail, hey, you ruined the economy, here's a giant check for $1 trillion. It's that corporate socialism that we have to look out for just as much as we have to do looking out for things like single-payer health care.
Yeah, it's very, very true. I'm reading here, too. Before we break and we go to Dr. Corsi, Michael Cohen, apparently now. And again, what is he supposed to do? But Michael Cohen, this is Donald Trump's former attorney, expected to plead guilty. This is breaking now to misleading Congress about the Russia investigation. So, I think they just doesn't Mueller, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, go, all right, look, we'll make it easier on you if you admit at least something. That's what I'm seeing here. Otherwise, we're locking you up and your family up, and you're all going to be in jail.
Well, I mean, you're exactly right, Joe. And I'm really looking forward to hearing your discussion with Dr. Corsi, because just a few days ago, it was reported that he was going to enter into a plea agreement with Mueller. And I'm curious to know why he didn't. And what you say is exactly right. So think about the sheer amount of time and money and stress that the target of the Department of Justice puts on your life. Okay, here's $1 million legal bill. Here's spending hours and hours of your day every single day when you could be working or spending time with your family. Here's the damage that we're going to do to your reputation by calling you a dopey name and putting you on the front page of all these newspapers. It's so sad. And in the case of, and I don't love what Michael Cohen is doing here, but look, I've never never, I can't say I wouldn't have done the same thing in his shoes. I have no idea the kind of pressure that he was under. But when you do this to someone, everybody has a breaking point. And that's why I got to give credit to Roger Stone here, because you know, if he was willing to say something, even if it was false, that implicated anyone in the Trump family,
that's right,
all of this could be over with. He's not doing what Papadopoulos and Manafort and Michael Cohen were all doing here. And then the sad thing about this investigation is, you look at Papadopoulos and Manafort, these guys agreed to cooperate with Mueller, and they still are being forced to go to prison. Oh, we don't find your cooperation is exactly in accordance with our version of events. This whole thing, I really hope that 30, 40, 50 years from now, this whole Mueller probe is viewed the same way that the McCarthy hearings and the communist witch hunts of the 1950s are.
And 9:34, that's Frankie Five Burrows, and Dr. Jerome Corsi will join us momentarily. Let's go to Big Alley as the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A letter intended for Santa wound up in the hands of bar patrons. A note with the address for the North Pole was discovered at B Bar and Grill in Manhattan's East Village. The letter was from a mother and asked Santa for gifts for her three daughters. ABC 7 reports that the mom lives in the Hamilton Heights neighborhood. The woman was low on cash after losing her job a few years ago, and workers at Bar B chipped in and purchased a gift card for the mother so she can go out and shop this holiday season. The letter was also forwarded to Santa at the North Pole. Women get a better night's sleep and feel more secure if they have a pet dog in their bed. That's according to a new study. The Journal of the International Society of Anthrozoology collected data from 962 adult women. Of those adult women, 55% shared the bed with at least one dog, 31% with at least one cat, and 57% with a human partner. Researchers discovered dogs disrupted the owner's sleep less and were associated with stronger feelings of comfort and security. Cats, however, were found to be just as disruptive as human partners and were associated with weaker feelings of comfort and security than both dog and human bed partners. In sports, the 76ers scored 41 points in the first quarter, rolled to a 117-91 blowout of the Knicks in Philadelphia. Donovan Mitchell scored 29 points, led the Utah Jazz to a 101-91 win over the Nets in Brooklyn. And sports brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning. Thank you so much, Al. Let's take a spin, see what's happening here at Jackie Robinson westbound building as you get out toward Metropolitan Avenue. We're still seeing a lot of traffic as well on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Verrazano. Cross Island northbound at the Whitestone Bridge. Looks like an accident there as well. And the Cross Bronx westbound still busy through 3rd Avenue. Southbound West Side Highway in the 70s, an accident was cleared. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. 3 westbound out by the Meadowlands. An accident was cleared. Traffic is busy on 18 northbound heading up toward Route 1. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume here as you take a ride over to the Cross County westbound getting out toward North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon. The Sprain North at 100B. It's an accident still being cleaned up from that stretch as well. And watch out for some pockets of volume on the Southern State eastbound getting out toward Broadway and toward north of Massapequa with an accident still being cleaned up as well. Watch for some delays still on the PATH trains because of earlier issues. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. Clouds tomorrow, high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Learn to trade stocks with no experience. How? Join Tradeway November 30th and December 1st for $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. Go to Nyack College at 2 Washington Street in Manhattan. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning, 939 right now, and AM 970, The Answer. It is time to figure out what to send. Christmas time, Hanukkah is Monday already, right? Well, we invite you to try Capalbo's gift baskets. Awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets, and towers. I just sent out a big tower. You name it, they have it. Everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better. Always fresh and beautifully presented. They make gift giving easy and affordable. Most baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Capalbo's is a landmark in the tri-state area for 110 years. Everybody knows about Capalbo's. It's a family-owned business. I had dinner with the Capalbo's. I tell you, last year we had such a good time talking about the history of the family. You know, and it hasn't really changed. They came from Italy to America. They started making these beautiful gift baskets, and they really do the same thing at 350 Allwood Road. It's right there in Clifton. I love, you know me. I'm telling you, if it's local and they stay true to the community, yet it's world class when they send out these beautiful gift baskets. You know, I love that. That's what Capalbo's is all about. So go to CapalbosOnline.com, please. CapalbosOnline.com. You can call them as well, 800-252-6262. It's 800-252-6262. But you got to experience these amazing baskets. If you use the code Joe970 at checkout, you save 10% off your order. I did that. I used my own name, and I got a great 10% discount at Capalbo's. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 941 on AM 970, The Answer. Around the world, around the country, on AM970TheAnswer.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi is New York Times bestselling author, conservative columnist, someone who's been subpoenaed by the Mueller Special Counsel investigation. Dr. Corsi, welcome to the show, sir. Nice of you to join us this morning.
Joe, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you were great with Tucker Carlson. Love that interview, and we know how in demand you are right now, not only by the Mueller team, but in the media. So we very much appreciate you coming on. Why are you now at the center of the Mueller probe, sir?
And Joe, I'll be happy to talk to you anytime you want. The Mueller team wanted me. I always say his name Mueller. You know, it's Mueller to me. U-E in the German with the umlaut.
Right.
Okay, so look, you know, here's the deal. They thought I was going to be, you know, their keys to the kingdom. They're going to be able to connect. It was going to come from Roger Stone to Jerome Corsi, and I was going to connect them to Assange. And there was their collusion. They go back from Roger, and it goes from Roger. He's talking to Bannon. Now they got the president. That's what they wanted to do. The problem was I figured out on my own, without the help of anybody, that Assange had Podesta's emails, and he was going to release those. I figured out that about in July and August last 2016. I'd never met Julian Assange, and I had no contact with anybody who was connected with Julian Assange, and that's what the prosecutors couldn't accept and couldn't. So now I'm being charged with lying. They're going to try to put me in prison for the rest of my life because I couldn't remember a couple of emails.
Man, that is scary stuff. And just so we know from the start, Dr. Corsi, you have never had contact with Julian Assange.
Absolutely not.
And then have you ever had any contact with anyone from the Russian government, sir?
Oh, no, no. I'm not even that fond of Russian salad dressing.
Yeah, look at this. And how did this investigation come to focus on your communications with Roger Stone? Roger's a friend, man. He comes on the show. And I love the way they, you know what, Jerome, they think they're going to go after Roger Stone. You know, I mean, you're standing steadfast. Do they really think Roger Stone is going to say word one about anything? Not that he has anything to say, by the way, but he's going to stand as strong as anybody.
Well, you know, I've dealt with these newer prosecutors sometimes. And I can't tell you what they think. To me, all they are is political hacks and criminals. And I could prove that from my case. They gave me a plea deal where they actually asked me. Once I pled guilty to a federal district judge, it was going to be sealed. I couldn't tell anybody about it. I've got securities licenses. They said, well, don't worry about it. You don't have to report that you're a criminal, Dr. Corsi, because this is sealed. I said, wait a minute. Jeannie Ree, who's one of the top prosecutors, you just asked me to commit some kind of a crime, felony. I don't know what it is, but I know I've held securities licenses since the 80s. And if my material situation changes and I'm a criminal pleading to a federal district judge to a guilty plea, even if I didn't do it, I'm now a criminal. I got to tell that to FINRA.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, Dr. Corsi, when you told Roger Stone that something was going to come out about the Podesta emails, and Roger goes on to predict it on Twitter, what did you base that information on? How did you know?
I came to the conclusion based on I had excellent sources who told me 1,000 pages of how the Democratic Party did their computer systems. And when Julian Assange, on July 22nd, 2016, released 40,000 emails against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I knew those came out of the Democratic National Committee email server. And I saw that the emails didn't include any of Podesta's, which had to also be in that server. And any crook worth their while stealing emails, if it were me, I'd have taken Podesta's first and saved them for last. Mm-hmm. And whoever stole them got that goods, and that's exactly what Julian Assange did. It wasn't really all that hard. If you know how to put the pieces together.
And it was reported last week that you were close to cooperation with the Mueller team. Now, is that true? Just to reiterate, I'm trying to stay on all of this, Dr. Corsi. Forgive me.
Hey, Joe, you're doing a great job. Oh. You're really right on top of it.
Oh, thanks, man.
I came where you always are, Joe. You're a great guy, and I like the show.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Hey, I gave him my computers, my time machine. I signed over all my emails. I came on into them and said, what do you guys want? They wanted to have my Twitter account. I helped the FBI and Quantico get my Twitter account and my Google account because I had that two-step verification. I had to get it out through my own IP and my computer. I gave it to the FBI. I gave them my Verizon phones. Even Verizon wouldn't give me my phone records. I had to get a court order they couldn't get. So the FBI, because I gave them to them, had my phone records. I didn't have them. So I gave them everything they wanted. I gave it to them immediately and as quickly as I could.
Man, so
that's
so
cooperation.
I know. And my partner, I got to give Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, you know, credit. He keeps me abreast of all these things, too. And we were talking before the show that you never dealt with WikiLeaks or Russia. You forwarded an email to Roger Stone. And even though you had nothing to do with interfering in an election, they're going to try to nail you for lying to investigators.
Yeah. If the whole Russian investigation come down to Jerry Corsi. You're talking to the biggest criminal they wanted to make you know.
Unbelievable.
Look, I have had nothing to do with WikiLeaks. I have had nothing to do with Russia. I've never even been to Russia. I don't speak Russian, you know. So, I mean, now you want to talk about Italy. I've been to Italy. I speak Italian. I'm Italian by descent. I like Italy.
Ah, that's Italy. Why they're going after you, Jerry. That's why.
Yeah.
Get that Italian guy. There, you know.
I do that. They want to get the Italian guy.
You know, I swear to goodness gracious. Give us an idea, if you would, Dr. Gorzy, what this whole thing has cost you in legal fees, please.
Oh, it's a couple hundred thousand dollars. My book is coming out. It's called, that's just for starters. My book is Silent No More. I wrote this book. It's a firsthand account of what it's like to be going through this horror show.
Yeah.
And it's out on Amazon right now. By next week, we're going to have the ebook. And if you read this, I think it reads like a thriller or a horror story. I give you a chapter and verse, what it felt like, what they said. This is the inside look at the Mueller investigation. I wrote it so you were sitting there with me and you could feel it. And I'll tell you, it's a roller coaster. They make you think from the first 10 minutes,
yeah,
you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison.
Yeah.
That's how they start out.
Yeah. Who does this, Dr. Corsi? Is it just some kind of minion of Robert Mueller? Who do you get? Because you're so educated. Harvard, look at you. You're so educated. Then you're going to have somebody who just wants to do a political takedown, in my opinion. And then you got to, patronize this guy and tell this guy, look, I got nothing. Who are you talking to in the government that comes after you, Dr. Corsi?
Well, it's really pretty horror show. First of all, they get three prosecutors, Jeannie Rhee, Aaron Zelinsky, and Andrew Goldstein. By the way, they're all from Yale. So now it's really Yale against Harvard.
Another
one, too.
Oh, man.
And then they sit in the room, and there's six to nine FBI, and it's me and my attorney against this whole army of people in a little closed-in room with no windows. You're not allowed to go out of. You have to be escorted to the restroom. No cell phone, no computer. I'm in this room, no windows, in an unmarked building, the FBI in Southeast D.C. I mean, it's like a horror show. It's like a Gestapo interrogation.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. And do you have any regrets before we let you go, Jerome Corsi with Piscopo in the Morning and kind enough? I mean, everybody's pulling at Dr. Corsi, not only Mueller, but every media outlet. So we appreciate you joining us with Frankie and I on the show this morning, sir. But do you have any regrets?
I'll always make time for you, Joe. Make time for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it because it's confusing to us. And you know what? The DOJ is listening as we speak. We know that because they listen, because we have Roger on the show all the time, and we're just fine, God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Americans, man. We love this country, and it just whole scene. This just smells so fishy. This whole witch hunt. But man, you know what, Dr. Corsi? They're not going to stop, are they?
No. You know, my record. I've held securities licenses since the '80s. They're pretty well scrutinized. I don't even remember my last parking ticket.
Yeah.
Completely clean record. And until I met these Mueller thugs, and now suddenly I'm a major criminal.
Because maybe you forgot something, an email. Oh, you didn't say that.
I forgot a couple emails.
Yeah.
And they did the gotcha questions, you know.
Well,
and
just showing
me the emails. We could have worked it out.
And for the benefit of the government listening as we speak, Dr. Corsi, do you have any regrets about anything you did during the campaign or anything you've done during the Mueller investigation, sir?
Absolutely not. I'm an honest, loyal American. I support Donald Trump. I'll still support Donald Trump no matter what happens here. And I've voted. I have a family. Done my best to be a good citizen and follow the law. And except then I came across these criminals who are running the Justice Department. Political criminals are running the Justice Department. You've got to get your mind around that the Department of Justice is being run by political criminals. That's the reality.
Yeah. Well, listen, you are so welcome here anytime. It's unconscionable what we're going through here. And the fact that you said you like Donald Trump, I'm sure that will make the deep state listening now very happy. So Dr. Jerome Corsi.
They can't stand this.
All right. You know, Frankie Fabros and I, we thank you very much, Dr. Corsi. I know you're being pulled in every which way. And keep us posted if you'd be so kind to do that, sir.
I would. God bless you. And good to talk to you. Thank you,
God bless you, too, sir. And all the very best. Dr. Jerome Corsi right there with Piscopo in the Morning. Unbelievable. 9:52. You can't make it up, Deb. It's like a spy novel, but there's nothing here. There's nothing. And the government's spending $30 million on this, Debbie Duhaime. Unbelievable.
That's why our taxes are so high, Joe. That's crazy.
I know. Don't keep raising them. At 9:52, Debbie Duhame is on the roads for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to the sprain north at 100B. It's an accident. Southern State eastbound getting out toward Broadway and toward North Massapequa. An accident there. And the Cross Island north at Linden Boulevard. Accident inbound GWB 35. If you're heading to the Lincoln Tunnel, that's still going to be about a 25-minute wait. Holland 25 as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Corey M. Stern. He represents individuals who have catastrophically been injured, with an emphasis on children that have suffered brain damage from lead poisoning. What is your experience with lead poisoning?
My most vast experience is in Flint, Michigan, where we represent about 3,000 children who were all lead poisoned by consuming the water in Flint. And in New York City, where hundreds, if not thousands, of kids have been exposed to lead-based paint in New York City Housing Authority's buildings. The Housing Authority is the biggest landlord in the city.
Biggest landlord in the country.
The population of public housing in New York City is about 400,000 people, which is roughly the same size as the population of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night, I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan, got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will be another windy, chilly day with some clouds to start, then becoming mostly sunny, high 45. Partly cloudy tonight, the wind will abate, low 34 in Midtown, upper 20s in many northern and western suburbs. It'll turn out mainly cloudy tomorrow, perhaps an afternoon shower, high 43. Any sun early Saturday will give way to more clouds, high 46. Rain will arrive towards Saturday evening and continue Saturday night. For Sunday, some morning rain, otherwise mostly cloudy, much milder in the afternoon with a high nearing 60. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Do you know what that sound is? Guess what that sound is? Oh, yes. That is Durasan on my hands. Now my hands are now free of major pathogens like MRSA, E. coli, and Salmonella, and many, many others. Very simply, people say, hey, how you doing? They shake your hand. Then they give you the hug. Then they bring you in. You do a shoulder bump, you know, and then you go like this. And you could spray your Durasan. It's a great little cylindrical dispenser from Durasan. Then I have in my hand as well. I'm so excited about Durasan because it really works. And by the way, it has. I don't know that I'm supposed to say this when I tell you about Durasan, but it has healing properties. It really does. And I said to Joe Giovanello, who invented Durasan, I said, Joe, why is it when I spray Durasan on a cut or some paper cut or something like that, or if I play the drums and I nick my finger a little bit, I'm always using Durasan, and then my wound heals, and he goes, yep, it has the same kind of properties as Neosporin, Joe said. This is great, and now I have a little, right here I have in my hand, this. It's like a little kind of dispensing foam. You will love Durasan. If you have a company, you've got to check out Durasan.com. You want your whole company, hospitals, schools, casinos, stadiums, houses of worship, many other public facilities. Forget about all the other, the sanitization of all the other brands. They don't work near as good as Durasan. Durasan is FDA approved, safe for the environment. And now it's available to you listening to Piscopo for 20% off when you mention the Piscopo Show. Perfect for your home. Again, perfect for your business. Bottles, wipes, pocket sprays, antimicrobial soap, flea and tick spray, which I love for little Charlie, mosquito spray in the summertime. It smells like coconut, yet it's all good and it works better than any product you're going to use. You got to love Durasan, man. Durasan.com, please. Durasan.com or just call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. 5% of sales will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. Hey, Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for all the research and all the expertise this morning. You know I appreciate it every single morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Take that bottle of scotch. Have a nice ride home. Yeah, baby. Yeah, look out. Al, I have one thing to say to you. Governor Murphy coming
hey,
at
Governor
you.
Phil Murphy coming at
Okay, all right. Get it all out. Mike Gallagher. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher this morning. Always Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970. The answer, Debbie, thank you. And thank you for listening. We so appreciate it. And thanks for gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning. We cannot do this without you. Can we do it again tomorrow at 6 a.m. East Coast time? All right. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that for Joey? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
42 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Anti-Semitic graffiti targeting a psychology professor has turned up at Columbia University. Police say a vandal spray-painted two large swastikas and a hateful slur on Dr. Elizabeth Midolsky's office wall. She's written extensively about Jewish topics, including the Holocaust, says she was horrified by what she saw. The NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. A man now charged with murdering his brother's family in New Jersey. Keith Canaro, his wife, and their two children found dead at their burning Colts Neck home last week. Keith's brother, Paul, originally charged with setting his own home on fire. However, NJ.com got hold of court records this morning showing Paul Canaro now charged with four counts of murder. Monmouth County prosecutors providing an update in the case at 11 this morning. In sports, 76ers crushed the Knicks. Jazz rolled up the Nets.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.